the absurdity so far. Crawford Custard, Ophelia Foppish, and Vernon Flares type thing needed no introduction whatsoever, and were immediately ignored by everyone of no importance. The stage was set, solid without an excuse, as nerves buzzed like a chainsaw. Nobody could believe at first that it was a good old-fashioned, straightforward prank. Not until someone from the gods unconsciously passed wind in the trifle. A tacky, self-centered egomaniac, the so-called star and tit of the show, was in a panic, yet still no different from last night's curtain call. Some used-up and sorry-looking flowers lay upon a newly varnished wooden floor, along with several bottles of cheap champagne and a toy syringe. The latest scenery looked impressive, if only to a novice, garish and primary, to the point of being sick. The cast seemed a little too priapic and quite shaky as they attempted to learn their lines.
"I wouldn't mind putting up with all this rubbish if only they paid me more money," complained the only dwarf of the production.
Ophelia still wasn't happy with her shade of lipstick, and Crawford and Vernon were getting plastered earlier than usual down in the orchestra pit.
"Oh, if you showed me yours..."
Chaos was certainly not on today's menu. Well, not until the director turned up with food stains down his waistcoat and an uncombed hairpiece placed awkwardly and ridiculously to one side upon his boarding head. He demands a large glass of still lukewarm water, making sure that his understudy heard every word. A young man with an impressive memory for trivia was now dating the leading lady, and the show's latest tabloid review was, well, less than average. But at least everything was still managing to stay afloat. To keep things ticking over, a comedian with bad timing was surreptitiously given a laxative, and once again, several of the dancing girls were pregnant by a local Don Juan with impressive connections in show business and construction. Later that afternoon, nothing on earth could have predicted the stage curtains falling on top of the bearded lady and killing her talking parrot outright. The mind reader was back in hospital as an outpatient with a severe migraine and a one-armed juggler wanted to change his routine by a tap dance into an easy listening arrangement of Eric Sarti. Later that afternoon, the performance was still in shock ever since the matinee was reduced to a laughing stock of abuse and rancid fruit and veg. But still, everyone agreed that the show must go on. To be continued.